To position itself for the 21st century, the U.S. cotton industry is examining itself from field to fabric. And National Cotton Council President and CEO Mark Lang says the Cotton Foundation, the National Cotton Council, Cotton Council International, and Cotton Incorporated have all begun studying three major areas of work.
Some of that is on cotton flow, demand, and then a very large component of the work is to look at sustainability, and sustainability in a very comprehensive sense, not just sustainability at the farm gate, but the whole concept of the energy and environmental footprint of the textile and apparel products as the fiber is created, transported, as the product is created, and as the consumer uses the product and then eventually disposes of the product. And this is called a life cycle analysis.
According to Lang, this analysis will aid retailers and brands concerned with their environmental footprint to look more closely at where they are sourcing their products.
Take a careful look at, for example, the impact of dyeing and finishing. That's really different depending upon where the dyeing and finishing takes place. Many countries do not have in place the necessary environmental protection requirements, and as a result, the impact on the local environment of dyeing and finishing is much more substantial than, say, when you look at dyeing and finishing that takes place in the United States. And I would say the same thing about cotton production itself.
The life cycle analysis will also allow close examination of competing fibers. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.